The music industry has long criticised YouTube and other video sites for failing to pay enough for the content it produces. But that could change, at least in Europe. Under a proposed EU directive, YouTube could be forced to pay more to musicians and record companies. We heard more from our business reporter, Chris Johnston.
The directive is aimed at reforming copyright law quite broadly, and YouTube obviously falls under that. The music industry is upset because they think that Google, which owns YouTube, is not paying its fair share for hosting music and not paying as much as the streaming platforms such as Spotify and YouTube. So they just want Google to be giving more back to their revenue streams. That will mean simply Google having to cough up more funding. How that's actually going to work, we don't know yet.
And how far would what's in this current directive go towards making the music industry and the musicians happy?
They'll be happy when YouTube starts paying them more, basically. It's a slightly different business model. YouTube works by selling advertising and then they distribute that to all of their rights holders, whereas the streaming platforms pay a small amount each time somebody plays one of their songs. Google's argument is that they've expanded the industry by creating a revenue stream that didn't exist before. They admit that things are not perfect, but they say they want to work with the industry.
And it's not just about music, is it? News publishers could also stand to benefit.
That's right, yes. I mean, Google also is implicated here because of aggregators such as Google News. What the European Commission is proposing is that platforms like Google News should have to pay for the right to show news on platforms such as Google News. Or
how far away are we from that?
Well, it could be months or even years because these have to be approved by the European Parliament and then by each member state in the EU. So it could take months, it could take years.
Chris Johnston. The taxi service Uber has launched driverless cars in the streets of Pittsburgh, making self-driving vehicles freely available to the US public for the first time. A fleet of cars equipped with lasers, cameras and other sensors will steer themselves to pick up passengers and negotiate the traffic.
I have to say it was a bit underwhelming. The car drives very safely, but it didn't do anything terribly complicated. It didn't merge onto a freeway. It didn't deal with a four-way stop where there's a car at each stop sign.